This podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University. And so I welcome you to the world of window dreams, where you get to know the unknown. My name is DJ Spiral, and in this podcast, you'll get to learn about the strange and unusual things in our world. Hey, it's your DJ Spiral, and this is episode 5 of Window Dreams. In this episode, we will be talking about manipulation. Manipulation in, like, the fact of a relationship, or just people taking control of you in the wrong way. Well, being taken control of is pretty bad in any other way, but we'll be talking about that. It's going to be around the same layout as all the other episodes, where I talk about experiences in my life, we'll talk about the topic before, then we'll probably have somebody in the podcast, and then we'll probably end it off. Manipulation is basically a sense of control. Like, I'm going to manipulate you into doing something that I want, or just something to get the other person to do what you want them to do, or to follow specific rules and points in life. Manipulation is a very, very bad thing. I feel like if being manipulated is one of the worst things that you could ever experience in your life. And I have a lot of, like, say, experience being manipulated, because not really, but, like, I grew up in Utah, and the Mormon church is very manipulative in every way that you could think of possibly, and the Mormons don't really understand that, because it's like, oh, it's God, we love God, but yeah, it's pretty messed up over there. But I have some stories of, like, manipulation through the Mormon church and stuff that I've heard from some family members and some people that I know. And they're pretty messed up. I don't know if I'm going to go into full detail about it, but we'll see. But with growing up in Utah, the Mormon church is around you at all times. Like, no matter where you go, there's at least somebody that's involved there. There's Mormons that aren't too, like, say, into the religion. Like, they'll still drink soda and stuff, and they'll swear sometimes, which is, it's a human thing. Everybody swears. Or there's the Mormons that are just strictly Mormon, and just, they follow by every single rule, like, everything, and they'll do it until they die. And I feel like that's very terrible, because some of the rules that they have you are very restricting in life, and don't let you have, it's kind of like, not slavery, but, like, it restricts you from a lot of things. With me personally, I've never been in a religion, so I don't have any say, but I've been around the Mormon religion a lot, and it's just terrible, and I wouldn't let anybody else go into that religion if I could help it. The reason why I'm talking about the Mormon religion a lot is because they're the most manipulative thing that I've ever seen in my entire life, like, to the max. Like, they manipulate every move that you do in your life, no matter what it is. It's like a full, like, brainwash, which is absolutely psycho, and it's all for money. There's nothing to do with God or anything. It's all to do with money. It's just to make the upper people in the religion more rich and be able to do whatever they want by the expense of other people. With the Mormon Church, you can't drink anything that has caffeine in it. Not coffee, nothing. Nothing that has caffeine. And you're restricted in some things that you can do in life. You can't dress the way that you want to. You at least have to cover a specific amount of your body to appeal to God in a way. It's really stupid, and I don't think it should be followed. The way that you can't express love is very ridiculous, and they frown upon it in so many ways. It's terrible. I think not having sex until marriage is fine. That's a reasonable thing. Like, it's kind of what they're known for, but kids are going to explore and they'll find it out other ways, which is really gross. But yeah, just the way that the Mormon religion is just immediately put onto you as soon as you're born, if your family is Mormon, which you don't have any control of. And well, no doubt you're a kid, you don't understand, but still it's something that I would never want to do ever. And thank my parents, because if I was born into the Mormon religion, I truly would not be myself. I feel like I'd be a shell of a person, and I would bottle myself inside, because I would not be able to express myself the way that I can now. Me, personally, I dress a specific way to tick off a lot of the Mormons, because I get a little crack out of it. I think it's really funny. And I'll dress like emo in a way, just to really... It's just funny, their reactions when they look at you and they judge you the entire time. And I'm like, they're just jealous. They just wish they could be me. Totally joking. Totally joking. Nobody wants to be me. Also, with the Mormon religion, I wouldn't be able to look the way that I look like, because I have a bunch of tattoos and piercings, and I love my tattoos and my piercings. They're probably one of the main things that I love about what I've done, like, to my body. And they're just my favorite things. And being able to not have them would be insane to me. And just, I don't know, would be devastated, basically. Like, if you've ever seen the movie Salt Lake City Punk, SLC Punk, that's basically what I look like without the blue hair. It's just that whole movie is literally my life existence. I love that movie. Very recommend. And a lot of the things to the Mormon religion is donating a crap ton of money. And everybody knows that that money isn't going towards funding for anything. Maybe to build more churches, but that's about it. It's literally just probably going into their pockets. And I'm pretty sure everybody that's not a Mormon in Utah knows that. Which, it's very obvious that that's what's happening. Also, let's talk about that. Everywhere in Utah that you turn, there is a Mormon church, or there's a temple or something. There's always something. And literally, my city is like famously known for having two temples, which I think is ridiculous. Like, nothing should be famously known for having two temples. That's so stupid. Also, in one of my good friends' neighborhood, they have one church right out in front of the neighborhood, one in the middle of the neighborhood, and then one in the very back of the neighborhood, which they're really only like three houses apart from each other. So they're like really close. And I find that insane. And I just strictly believe that the Mormon religion is a big cult, huge cult, massive cult. And my dad have this saying of like minivans. We call them Mormon assault vehicles because it's always the mom, then the dad, then the 10 children in the back. And just, it's funny. It's a little joke that me and him have. I think that's enough about the Mormon religion. I could go on all day about it, but it's... there's too much to be said at the moment. Now let's talk about manipulation within a relationship. So I would have to say my last relationship was, it wasn't that manipulative, but she did like keep me from doing specific things. When I was over at her house, she would never want me to leave, like, ever. And she would try and do as many things as possible to keep me to stay there. And just, I always went along with it because I'm a nice person and I really liked her. And just wanted to make sure she was happy. And I would always get home and my mom and dad would be like, oh, well, she's kind of controlling you a little bit. She's kind of taking control of you a lot. And I didn't really realize it because I was so like caught up in trying to be in a relationship. And I think that's one thing that I've really fixed about myself is not letting people control me that way anymore, because it sucks. It really does suck. And then once you're out of that relationship, you really don't know what to do. You're kind of lost because you're being controlled half of the time and you really need to find yourself again. And I think that's one of the beauties of going in and out of a relationship, which it's still that going in and out of relationships sucks a lot and never want to be out of a relationship ever again, because being alone is one of my biggest fears. And not the sense of like nobody being around you at a specific time, it's more the sense of like getting older and that specific person that you love just isn't there and you don't have that sort of connection with that person. And it really haunts me knowing that that could be a possibility. Now, thinking back on it, I have been manipulated in a lot of my relationships that I've been in. I've also been cheated on multiple times in multiple scenarios, and not very fun. And every single time, my mom and dad always tell me that you're being controlled and I should step back a little bit, which I should probably listen to them more. They probably are, they're wiser in their ways. Me personally, a lot of people also get manipulated by their parents, but I don't think my parents have ever manipulated me in doing anything. They've been really good with just being, letting me be myself, which is great for them. They're really good parents. Love them both to death. Well, I think we should end the episode off here. Just, I feel like we've hit a lot of points that I wanted to talk about. And so, bye guys.